Blog Talk Radio.
Texas. It looks like we got another storm blowing in. It was nice and muggy today. Nice muggy, 92 degrees. Yeah, it was just another beautiful day.
Same thing here, but it's storming up here right now. And internet's acting really weird. So I was told I was 30 days banned on Facebook, but I could get on my computer and which I couldn't before, but now I can and I can post everything on there. So I'm like, okay. But you know how that goes. But hey, Hurricane, how you doing, girlfriend?
Hey, I'm doing good. Just fat and lazy. Just been in bed all day, cuddling with my cat.
Same here. Actually, I'm getting ready to help myself to the CBQ here in a little bit. But anyway. Anyway, Virgil, how you doing? I know you were telling me about your experience up in Texas while ago and everything.
I'm here at the Candlewood Suites in LaPorte, Texas. Pretty nice motel rooms, I tell you that. They're pretty good. Going through this orientation for Kenneth Transport. I started to tell him today, why don't you just run a belt sander over my nuts and we'll call it a day and let me go to work. Because Russell knows, you know how them safety men like to talk.
Oh, yeah.
But I did good. I only fell asleep twice in the class today.
I tell you what, let's get on this NASCAR thing going on. I was reading where FBI found it. This whole thing was...
Hey, Joseph, you got some kind of god-awful background noise going on there, brother.
I might be my AC. Let me turn it off.
Joseph?
Can
y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
I just wanted everyone to know that you're since I'm never on the show anymore, but Megan News Network Sound Control, Johnny Dempsey's wife, Deborah, is in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So I want to give a big shout out to Johnny and Deborah and ask everyone to please pray for his wife, Deborah. He's a loyal supporter of your show and your number one fan. So we definitely want to give him and Deborah in our prayers.
Yeah, I was talking to him and everything. So we need to keep him in our prayers and stuff. And also, congratulations to Dave and the creature who got married over the weekend. So, and stuff. But anyhow, the FBI discovered that the rope that was found in this NASCAR driver's car and everything turned out to be sitting there for like 35, 40 years. And
Wait. Who's got the TV on or whatever the hell in the background there? That's not AC, that's voices.
Yeah, that's not me.
It's not me.
There, that's better. Don't hear it now. But anyway, what's your thoughts on that, Russell? We were tweeting that earlier. Well, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, because as I said, they're saying that thing was there since 2019. That thing was hanging in there for at least 6 months, if not longer, all right? This absolutely stinks and reeks of more fake racism. Can anybody say Jesse Smollett? You know, this is getting to the point of being absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know what to say about it anymore. I'm just throwing my hands up and go, okay, I'm white. Hate me if you want to. If you want to come jump me and try to beat my ass, good luck with that.
All right.
Yeah. It's done got to the point, Russell, where my buddy Jim Tang. Okay, Jim Tang, he's Hispanic. Okay. He's married to a black woman, and they accusing him of being in the Klan now because he's a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
We still got that background noise coming from somewhere, Joseph.
Yeah, I know. It's not coming from me. That's for sure.
Well, check and see if somebody done called in and you didn't catch it and mute them out.
Nope, there's nobody else on here except you guys. So, but everything is muted on my end.
That's definitely a telephone, television on in the background,
yep.
Or somebody's got their computer on another channel watching a QC or something.
Right, well, it's not me.
You don't have a video playing on you sometime, huh, Joseph? Are you on your computer?
I'm on it, but everything's
okay.
Closed out.
You need to go on your phone. You need to go on your phone because it's coming over the computer.
It definitely is.
Well, I'm actually on my phone. I had to call in, but I'm using my computer at the same time, so it's not coming. Whatever it is, it's actually stopped because I don't hear it now.
We can hear it.
I can on my end. I did earlier, but I can't now.
And it's got an echo. We got that echo back.
Yeah, we do.
Huh? How's that?
There you go.
Okay, what did you do?
I forgot to mute the computer. But anyway, that's what that was. But anyhow, you know, this whole thing, I was thinking the same thing. This felt like another setup to get all everybody pissed off with the Trump, all the Trump supporters and everything, you know. And that's ridiculous, like Russell said. But I reached my point a long time ago. I'm like, I told the GOP leader today, you guys act like you all, you know, got a bunch of shaved vaginas between your legs with no nuts between them.
Well,
you
we
know?
Had to go to four. We had to go to four stores. Me and Susan had to go to four stores yesterday before they would let us in without a mask. We went to Kroger. I almost got in a fight with the little punk up there and everything else. Susan had to fucking start pinching me and grabbing me and all kind of shit. Cause I was fixing to scuff the little son of a bitch up. Walked into this yin yang store, and as soon as we walked through the door, no mask, no service, no mask, no service. Fuck you, you little bitch. I wish my uncle would have shot straighter during the fucking war.
Right. Wow.
Well, I had the exact same thing happen to me. Now check out the stupidity of this. I've been going to this store since I moved here to Katy, all right? So I've been going to the store since September of last year. All through this coronavirus, I've walked in that store, gotten service, everything was just fine, la-di-ba-di-da. Now, after this hoax has been fully exposed, all right, and of course everybody's beating the drum again, and we've got nothing but leftist judges down here in Harris and Fort Bend counties. This is a big Hodges/Democrat stronghold all through here. All right, so I walk into this store after what's it been? I don't know, 8 weeks, 10 weeks for this friggin' hoax. I walk to the store, and this guy in the county goes, you've got to have a mask. And, of course, you know me, being warm and fuzzy person I am. I looked at him and go, the fuck I do, you know? And he goes, my manager. I said, I don't give a fuck what your manager says. He goes, well, it's a law. I said, no, it's not a law. I said, if you'll go ahead and take the time to look on the Texas Health Department website, that it will tell you that masks are optional. So I'm not going to put a fucking mask on. I said, if I wanted to, I couldn't because I don't have one. All right? And you go, well, I can't serve you. I said, I've been coming here at least once a day for the last 9-10 months, however long it's been, and you're going to stand there and tell me you're not going to give me service because I won't put on a mask? Well, things kind of went down there to him. I started by and calling him sheep and demanding to see the manager. And, of course, the manager is an implant Nigerian. So we had a few words. I tell you what, I will never spend another dime in that store again. But what gets me, after all this time, after all the stupidity, the hoax that's been exposed with all these riots and everything like that, you didn't hear a word about COVID-19 anywhere. Now they're going to come back and start demanding this stuff. I don't know about you, but I am seriously at my wit's end with this stupidity. I am not peaceful because I forgot how to be violent. All right, and they're gonna keep poking the bear, and I tell you what, they're gonna get a big ugly dose of gunny.
Right, and me and Virgil were talking about that earlier, and I can tell you, you know, that's what they're doing is poking the bear. They're trying to make us do something stupid. That's exactly what they're doing, you know. And what's your thought?
I can teach y'all how to be violent again. I actually took my AR apart and put it back together since we've been on the show. So maybe y'all are just a little bit rusty. You need to touch your toys a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Russell taught me how to do that, by the way.
That's what all that sucking noise was.
Oh, I tell you what, I've had so much free time lately. I guess the coronavirus finally caught up to us. I'm working the rest of this week, but prior to today, I worked one day in the previous 3 weeks. Okay, and let me tell you, all my weaponry is as clean and pretty and oiled up as a prom night princess.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, guys. I've been seeing everybody since I've been back on Twitter. I've been catching up. And everybody's talking about the same thing. And it's like, ever since me and Virgil was talking just before we got on the show, ever since the Trump rally, he called us, oh, we got cases and cases of new coronavirus coming. There's a second wave coming. But nothing said about the protesters who don't wear masks, who ain't distance, social distance, anything. They're exempt. I mean, prove me wrong.
It's all a ploy. It's all a plot. You know, it's a last ditch effort. And I don't know. I don't know which way this country's going to turn. I mean, I'm not going to hang my hat on Trump getting reelected. I mean, you know. It's too much
mm-hmm.
of a crapshoot right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying everything, brother. They're trying everything to destroy this election. I mean, everything.
Well, let's take a minute. Let's take just a couple minutes to go over what I was talking about last night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we have on our hands right now by every doctrinal definition, we meet all of them, okay? We are mm-hmm. in what is called a low-intensity conflict, all right? And the low-intensity mm-hmm. conflict exists in between peaceful and normal competition and a full-fledged conventional war, okay? What you mm-hmm, have in mm-hmm. between those two things is a low-intensity conflict, which can be underrated because a lot of us have seen low-intensity conflict. Everything in South America was a low-intensity conflict, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that went on before the war actually broke out in the Middle East, Lebanon. That was all low-intensity conflicts. All right, so
yep.
we're there by the very definition and doctrinal definitions of it, okay? Now, what we have going on here, and there's only one way, and I don't know if I touched on this last night, or not, but you've got the three factors, all right? You have the culture war, which has been going on forever, mm-hmm. at least since the 60s. You had all the indoctrination and all that kind of stuff. You had the hippies take over, and then it was all love and peace. So they went on. They took over the they took over the universities and the whole nine yards on that. Okay, and then from there, from the culture war, you go to doggone it. Hang on, here's that. Anyway, there's three phases. Doggone it, I lost my stuff. Give me just a second, we'll come back to it. But in the third phase of it is what I like to call the intra-elite conflict. Okay, now this takes part. There's three planes to this whole thing, okay? And where these three planes overlap is where you have the conflict. You have political, social, and economic. All right? And the intra-elitist conflict, which is what we're seeing more and more of now, was essentially and originally elite politicians, the elitist politicians, the ruling class, as I like to call them, and the billionaire class, were struggling, fighting each other for control of the levers of the government. Okay? Now that's transformed a little bit. This has turned into the elitist, we know what's good for you and what you should do crowd, and the country bumpkin, commoner, I'll stick to my guns and religion crowd. Okay? And this is where, this is the part of it that's really, really accelerating. All right? So you have, and now you have elitists on both sides, especially on the billionaire class, okay?
Right.
You know, you have your Hunt brothers, which were notoriously conservative, and you have Gates, Zuckerberg, and the others, which are very liberal and stuff like that. They actually just poured millions upon millions upon millions of dollars into each election, because as long as their guy, whether liberal, a traitor as fuck like Obama, or a Bush or Reagan or anybody like that, as long as their guy was in the White House, their interests are safe and are preserved, right? And then, of course, the second one, the second part of that is your class conflict, all right? And this is where the social and economic planes intersect. You know, we used to be able to easily define this as capitalism versus socialism, okay? You know, that battle's gone on for decades. You know, this is an established conflict that's been going on. But here lately, and thanks to two things that really set off what we call in Intel the revolutionary politics, was the 2008 financial crisis and now this pandemic financial crisis, okay? And what happens there is that the people that are suckled to the government tit, all right, it cost them nothing, they lost nothing. Your elite politicians, your billionaires, your bankers, your investor class, they lost nothing because the elite politicians bailed them all out with our money. All right, so who gets fucked? All right. Us, the middle class, blue collar, whatever you want to call us, all right? We're just kind of told good luck. Now this, okay, many, inclusive myself, very resentful and angry over this, all right? So this is where what we call revolutionary politics come in. You know, I always like to call this late stage capitalism or the end of capitalism. And
right.
So, you know, that's where they are. That you know, they break it down by class, by income, by race, by religion, any way they can to keep us separated, all right? And, of course, now you have BLM and Antifa out there blaming white people for everything, man. We are evil. Whatever. Now, basically, you know, in this in the inter-elite conflict, like I was saying a minute ago, that's kind of changed form a little bit, too. I mean, nowadays, it's kind of like the technocrats versus the populists, you know. You know, as I said earlier, the ivory tower, we know what's best for you crowd, you know, versus the country bumpkin commoners, you know, clinging to their guns and religion. So, anyway, what all this boils down to is we basically have new America versus old America, okay? New America being the socialist progressive movement who've been indoctrinated to the education system from kindergarten all the way through college to hate and despise the very founding principles of our country, all right, and believe that our country's evil. They hate this country and they would never defend it. On the other side, you have old America being the conservative / Christian / blue collar / constitutional, I guess you could call it, movement. You know, and while we're willing to acknowledge that our country isn't perfect, but we believe strongly in our founding principles. We believe that America is the bastion of freedom, equality, and the land of opportunity. You know, what they fail to teach these participation trophy winners nowadays, it's a level playing field does not guarantee the same results, all right? You have to get out there and own it. But like I said, this participation trophy crowd, which is what you're seeing here with Antifa, and Antifa is mostly spoiled rich white kids who've been thoroughly indoctrinated in the education system and have parents and substance that are paying their way, covering their expenses, so they go out there and try to do everything they can to tear down our country and bring in this revolution, right? But what most of this intel and this stuff you read doesn't cover is what is known as the silent majority, which I don't know, at this point in time, I doubt is an accurate description, but my opinion and $5.20 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Essentially, what we have become, whatever we are, what's left of us, the old America Guard or whatever you want to call us, is we have become the enemy to both sides. Okay? And so here we are.
And you know, add to that, Russell, to add to that, what I could see with these participation trophies, with these incentives, they're building their autos, or whatever you want to call them, and ripping them, tearing down statues and stuff.
Yeah.
That's their participation trophy. I mean, you know. What is your thoughts on that, Virgil?
Well, I watched several interviews from that autonomous zone of people who, you know, live there, decent people that live there. And, you know, store owners are being extorted. People are, you know, businesses are afraid to speak out because they'll have their businesses torched, looted, whatever. You know, I mean, this is just a neighborhood held hostage, you know, by these punks. And, you know, the governor and the mayor are going along with this shit, you know, and it's just, people are just, I mean, I don't know what it has to be for people to see. I mean, no time in history other than Abraham Lincoln has a president met with such position.
Mm-hmm.
And such just lies and just set up, just perjured evidence, manufactured evidence, and people just cannot see this. And they steadily falling for this bullshit.
Well, I thought Russell said,
can't understand it.
Right, and it's like what Russell's been saying. People don't want to see the reality. They'd rather just have their head stuck in the couch or whatever. They just don't want to see it. You know.
I mean, you know,
like,
Bush,
I agree with
Bush, well, 43. Bush 43. He threw one of the greatest generals under the bus, General Colin Powell. Pissed him off so bad, he don't want nothing to do with the Republican Party anymore. And all because fucking his pimp, Dick Cheney, wanted to make his fucking Halliburton so great. He wanted a last hoorah for Halliburton. And got us in the biggest mess in history of the United States.
I'd have to disagree with you on the Colin Powell thing. I pretty much think he was a bag of chicken dung. I have little to no respect for the man. He was owned and controlled by the IMC, and he was anything but a conservative. We all have our commanding officers that we like, or, you know, people respect it. That's always debatable. But what we're talking about here is simply the symptoms of what's going on. We're talking about Chop or Chaz or whatever they call it, these riots that are being paid to continue day in and day out. This stuff is funded. We know that it is, man, which brings us back to this conflict, all right? And it brings us back to the $64 question you have to ask yourself, all right? So there's two questions. All right, going through what we just went through there a second ago. So there's two questions that come to mind. How will this low-intensity conflict accelerate and when?
That's right.
This is strictly my opinion. I believe that when the country's elites capitulate to reality, all right, out of desire or necessity to survive, and I think some of them have, and I think they are the very people that are funding these riots. These idiots over there, Chop or Chaz or whatever they're calling themselves this week, right? And if that's happened, we've reached the apex. There's not any turning back, and this is going to turn into a bloody domestic full-fledged conflict.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you want to know when it's going to start, Russ? I'm going to tell you when it's going to start. When they start telling people they can't go to these college football games, that's when it's going to start. Oh, no. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. You can shut our businesses down. You can put us on unemployment. You can give us our $1,200 stimulus check. But, oh, no. You ain't going to shut down an LSU football game. Oh, no, indeed not. Texas Aggies, Cornhuskers, Georgia Bulldogs, Roll Tide. Oh, buddy, that's when you're going to see the shit fly.
Yep.
Well, I think what it is, you know, we have no choice but to just kind of keep trying to get the word out there, because after what I think what I truly believe is that this is all. Okay, let's go back. Okay, I fully believe that the elitists have capitulated. All right, and they decided to go with revolutionary politics because that's the people that are getting out there on the streets. Now, what caused them to capitulate, I do believe, is that other liberal billionaires, aka Soros and Gates and all those, are funding these organizations to bring
Almost
this change around, which is what they want, is they want America broken, disarmed, and part of the New World Order, where them and all their money will actually have a ruling say in things. Not that they don't now. They own the Senate. They own the House. Republicans and Democrats alike, because I don't want to hear that shit. Republicans this and Democrats that. But, you know, at the same time, this is pretty much, and y'all may disagree with me on this, but that's fine. But basically, what we have here is kind of the same whirlwind of dumb that President John F. Kennedy walked into. All right?
Yeah.
Basically,
what you want to about JFK, but he loved this country and he loved the American people, and he was the very first person to come out and take on the IMC, the intelligence agencies. He was the first man to come out and expose this plan to enslave every man, woman, and child in the country, and they killed him for it. Bush 41 was running the CIA, and there's absolutely no doubt in my mind or heart that he was responsible for it. And basically what you have the same thing right here now is with our President Donald Trump. And I really get tired of it. I always think, why ain't Trump doing this? Why ain't Trump doing that? Why ain't he doing this? Why ain't he doing that? Because first of all, he's one man standing alone. I have very little faith in his AG, but he's a guy out there standing alone, punching every day for us, the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked about this. Well, why doesn't he?
Who did help us breathe over?
Insurrection Act and bring in the military. And let's go over there and kick Kaz and Trump's ass. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what these leftists want him to do. He's not that freaking dumb, okay? Right now, these messes fall 100% completely on the heads of these governors and mayors, right? Now, they can sit there and da-da-da and all this, but they said their piece. They said, oh, it's the summer of love or whatever the hell they want to call it, right? Trump's too smart to take that bait. In America, you need to wake up, too, and understand what this man is fighting, all right? It is an uphill battle. He is a man on an island, and, every day that goes by when he's up the next day and moving around, I am absolutely surprised because I know there's nothing more the deep state wants would be to take him out one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what
they're
doing.
I don't think they'll do it this time because I think they know that would actually take this from low intensity to full out conventional war. And I think that's the only thing that's stopping them. But,
go ahead, they haven't heard from her in a while. Go ahead, Ann. Throw your 5 cents in there.
Oh, I'm just, my mouth's still hitting the floor that Russell actually said something halfway decent about our attorney general. I can't believe that hell froze over. Hell is froze over. And then he was sounding very Trumpish on Twitter, too. I was clapping. I was like, yay. We finally won Russell completely over. It's a miracle. But, you know, you can't just trick Russell into anything. He's got to fill out the water and you got to prove yourself to him before he's going to trust you. And that's just Russell. I know him very well. And I really had a good feeling about Barr, even though he had a kind of sketchy past. But, I mean, hell, I've donated money to Hillary Clinton before, so I kind of got a sketchy past, too. But we all grow up, you know? But we all have to grow the hell up. Now, one of the things that I was really interested in was, was it in Oregon? Let me look at my newspaper clipping real quick. I had it out for y'all. 1 second. Because we had that big debate about the mask, and I thought y'all were horrible people because y'all were saying you weren't going to wear your mask and blah, blah, blah. But now, as it's going on, and I see what's really going on with this hoax, I see that it's about controlling and probably getting ready to move the century a lot more easily. But I found an article today, Oregon County imposes race-based mask requirements. So you have to wear the mask, but if you're black, you don't have to wear the mask. What in the actual hell? This country is so racist. And, you know, it's so racist, and whites are the people who are, you know, being targeted the most, and then we get all the slack. But if you ever said, everybody has to wear masks except white people who are concerned, you'd never hear the end. There'd be a damn war over that, you know? But, yeah, they're going to allow.
Well, here's the thing that I would add with that, Ian, is that the WHO said specifically that the coronavirus attacks the blacks because of their immune system.
Well,
am I wrong?
I haven't read all that, but I'll tell you one thing. We all have black friends. Y'all know that I just took an old 78-year-old black woman to Las Vegas last year. If y'all remember, we went to the Grand Canyon. We've been friends for 30-something years. So, I mean, you have lots of black friends. We all do. But, you know, this is to the point where it's not so much as blacks, it's the Muslims who are actually running this and Marxists. And a lot of the black people are jumping on the train with it because I personally find it very offensive when they say Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry if that offends anybody, but I think that's the most racist thing I've ever heard. All lives matter.
Right.
And I've seen on Facebook several people put, if you have to put a color, I think Russell even posted that, if you have to put a color in front of it, that's racist itself, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. All lives matter, especially unborn babies who are, you know, a large percentage of the abortions are in the black community, so apparently all black lives do not matter to blacks, because if they did, they would maybe put a stop to some of those abortions, you know?
Right.
Well, and the Planned Parenthood.
How about the 101 black people that were shot in Chicago and the 14 that were killed in Chicago over the Father's Day weekend? I haven't seen a protest of that. I haven't seen the right reverend Al Sharpton or the right Reverend Jackson waving their
Well, you know why, don't you? Because there's no weapons. Whoa. There's not supposed to be any weapons in Chicago. And if they start advertising about all the deaths in there, they'll show what actually happens when you take guns out of a community and they go to the black market and then everybody has them. And whereas we have them regulated by people that have criminal backgrounds and mental illness don't have them.
It comes down to this, okay? If the Crips and the Bloods and all the rest of the street gangs were forced to have liability insurance and those thugs in Chicago were forced to have $100,000 liability insurance, you'd see the NAACP and Al Sharpton in there protesting with the chicken shit checker pants lawyers, because they get something out of it. But as of right now, Jerome can't sue Jamal because they both broke dicks.
But hey, what about the little 4-year-old in the state of Chicago?
Black lives only matter when there's deeds involved. Plain and
Exactly. And it's run by Sean King, who has been opening his mouth for the last couple of days, wanting to destroy the statue. He's been behind destroying all these statues and stuff. And it's like,
it's not only him.
Oh, I know.
A lot of this started with a no good, sorry son of a bitch by the name of Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center. That is the biggest racial scam that is going on in America today. The Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, exactly. The whole thing is a scam. I mean, it's all a scam by the Democrats. try to destroy this country, attacking our president and attacking us. We said this.
There you go, Joseph. It's the Democrats. No, it ain't. Tell me what Mitch McConnell's done. Tell me what John Cornyn's done. Tell me what Ted Cruz did.
I apologize. This is on both sides. They're burning the damn country down and taking this with them. We said this a while back that this is what they're going to do.
Well, what's going to be interesting, if, I'm going to use the word if, Trump gets reelected, this is his last term in office. So he's got nothing to lose.
Heresy.
You know, so I'm hoping that what he's doing is just laying low till after he gets reelected, then he's gonna come down on every fucking body with the wrath of God.
I'm glad you brought that up because he said this on his rally in Tulsa Saturday night. That's exactly what he's doing. He needs 4 years to clean everything up. That's why, and he said, that's me and Virgil talked about this last night. He said, I can't do nothing. He says, I'd rather let Seattle burn to the ground so everybody can see exactly what these people are. That's why he's not doing anything. He knows what's up.
Well, you know that he can't do anything. He cannot do anything because one of the things that Obama did so horribly wrong was he did not respect state rights. And we wanted a president that not only respected the judicial, legislation, and executive branches, but we wanted a president who respected state rights. So unless the mayor and the governor call out for his help, he really can't go in and do anything about it. So he's just laying low and letting the narrative play out and letting people see for themselves. If you remember the Art of War, when you're strong, appear weak. When you're strong, appear weak. Trump is never weak. If he's appearing weak, it's for optics.
Well, you know, I caught a glimpse of a clip. I was busy at the time. I couldn't go back, find it, or save it, or anything like that. And I forget exactly where it was, but he was giving one of his speeches. And he came right out and said that some very big names were going to go down in the next 30 to 90 days. Well, where does 90 days put us? That puts us right around September the 10th. Now, I don't know what the meaning of that date is, September the 10th, but I've seen that pop up in several places. Does anybody have any idea what the September the 10th date is?
I don't know.
That's when Hillary's supposed to go testify.
On the September 9th. I thought it was the 9th, but somewhere around there she is supposed to testify. But he did put on Twitter, too, there's going to be some extremely large swamp creatures in the next, I think he said 30 to 90 days going down. Mm-hmm. And he's made a point also to, on a couple of interviews, to just point blank call Obama a traitor. Treason, treason. He said it three times.
Yep.
And you know, Biden's not going to be the nominee, right? They're speculating it's going to be Michelle Obama. So there may be a reason why he's bringing these particular swamp creatures down, because right at the end, and this is just my hypothesis or theory, but it's a pretty good one. We all know that Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee. So if they're planning on bringing Michelle Obama, which the consensus says it is, that would be a really good time to bring down a really, really big swamp creature like Barack Obama, right before they could launch bringing in Hillary or Michelle Obama, which is essentially putting Barack Obama back in office, which I think that's what we may be going to see. And with her being testifying, too, I think you're going to see him going after Barack Obama. And I know that sounds kind of crazy because you'd think he wouldn't have done that before the election, but I think he's going to start it before the election.
Well, I think that I've got a little bit different take on that, but it kind of runs along what Hurricane said. I think Joe Biden's going to be their nominee. I think hands down, there ain't no way around it. They're way too deep in it to this point to do anything different. But here's where the kicker is. Everybody's screaming that he needs, his VP selection needs to be a woman of color. If that's not racist to the best person for the job, I don't know what is, but let's just leave that on the table for a minute and move forward. So, here's who I am. And everybody's going, oh, it's Kamala Harris, it's Kamala Harris, which I sincerely hope so, because my million-dollar idea would come to fruition. Bumper stickers and T-shirts with Creepy Uncle Joe and the whole 2020 Democrat Party.
Oh, did you get that photo I sent you, Russell?
But anyway, but I think what's going to happen, and it's background chatter, call it what you want, I think he's going to pick Michelle Obama as his VP. Mm-hmm. All right, we all know he's suffering from dementia. He can't put a sentence together. He's got the memory and the recollection of a goldfish. So the guy's in deep trouble. He's not mentally sound. So they'll get him elected. He'll do the inauguration and stuff like that. And I guarantee you, in 6 months to a year, he will be declared incapable of fulfilling the office. And the vice president will step in to take over, which I'm willing to bet you a dollar to a donut hole will be Michelle Obama.
And this is why I say Trump is fixing September 10th, because all this is going to... Go ahead, Myrtle.
He just gave me a mental picture. Remember that movie with Demi Moore, Striptease, with Burt Reynolds?
Oh, God. Oh, God, yeah. I remember that
movie. Okay. Remember when a guy walked into the motel room right before a speech and Burt Reynolds was covered in Vaseline and had cowboy boots on Vaseline, walking up down, ooh, I feel it squishing through my toes and all that. I'm just getting a mental picture of Joe Biden right before a State of the Union address doing that shit.
Right. But I have to agree, because I don't know. I mean, they're doing... This is nuts. I mean, this is so nuts, guys. That I agree. I think Michelle Obama could be a better our governor, Michelle Grassley. I think she's going to be the VP, because she's making a big announcement.
No.
This and that.
She's the wrong
color. You know,
She's the wrong color.
Yep.
What do you think, Hurricane?
Yep.
What do you think about my
OAC said
theory.
That Mexicans are black, right? So.
Right.
That would technically be black, according to them.
Yeah.
Does anyone know how the OAC... Well, she's like, she's just panders, and they would do anything to try to skip away from her. She's just been a loser from the very get-go. But first of all, let's just get something straight. President Trump will be reelected by a landslide. Now, if you think that President Trump isn't already owned to these mail-in ballots, he is. I've often wondered, what actually is the storm? The storm is coming. We all know the storm is coming. We all saw Trump walking out to that helicopter the other day holding that umbrella, and it was just like, oh, he's preparing for the storm, you know? It was like a sign, I think. But I'm wondering, you know, was COVID the storm, or was is D-class the storm, or rounding up some of these pros right before they can announce their vice president or their plan into action, that might be the real storm, you know? I personally, I know that he's going to win, and I don't think that he – All right, you know that they fixed the electronic ballots, right? So Trump's team knew all about the fraud, but they also knew about the mail-in ballots. Now, like I said before earlier, Trump's never weak. And when he appears weak, he's really strong. So he's tweeting, oh, this is going to be the scandal of a lifetime with these mail-in ballots, you know. But then we find out that China, which is always China, because you know I'm a China fag, it's always China, China, China. We find out who, but no one else but China, is making clone copies of our mail-in ballots to flood America with them and send in for the voter fraud. So the fix is in, and of course China and its little greedy fingers are all in it, right? Like always. I mean,
exactly.
I so call these people
exactly.
out. But don't think for a minute that President Trump doesn't know this. Don't think for a minute that he's not 15 steps ahead of them. He's a master troll. So he's got something planned with these mail-in ballots, I can promise you. And I think, of course, the Oklahoma rally was a huge eye-opener, too, to not doing that. But they're still going to have the where they're wanting people not to go to the polls. That's obviously not going to work. But they're still going to flood us with the mail-in ballots and try to rip us off. I think he definitely has an ace in the a Trump card that we haven't seen yet on how he's going to do with these mail-in ballots. So President Trump, like earlier when Virgil said F, I was like, heresy, that's heresy. Don't even say that word. There's no way in hell. Because you know what? Nothing brings people to the polls in a great big red tidal wave than in 2016 when their black people were pulling white people out of the car and beating the hell out of white people. And you've seen white people that never voted in their whole freaking life come out and vote. And that's what's going to happen now. Not only are they people, but they've used the white people to for their movement, for the protest, for the rioting, for the looting and the vandalism, and then turn around to the same white people and say, now pay us reparations if you want to stay here, you know? And
right.
they're taking over the police and law order. Oh, no, this isn't going to work. It's going to be in droves.
Oh, yeah, and not to mention, man, we got new generations of Trump supporters. You know,
well,
on top of that.
I hear that. I've seen these rallies, supposedly, and there ain't been that many people there at them and stuff like that. I think this pandemic financial crisis probably hurt that movement, because a lot of those people that had jobs and were making decent livable wage out there working every day and building some self-pride, self-esteem, have found themselves back on the government tits.
Well, that's what I said. I think a lot of them are.
I don't know about you, but our stock market is the same as when it dropped. We're right back even now as what we were. And we were down over, I'd say close to 60K, and we've gotten that back. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the investor class.
You're talking about the younger ones.
College people out there living paycheck to paycheck, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying in comparison, the older people or more stable people are not seeing that, you know, as much as what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying.
You know, so I don't know what's going to come of that. I do think President Trump's going to be reelected, and I think that may be the whole powder keg that sets this low-intensity conflict off into a conventional bloody-ass war, because the deep state and their minions are absolutely going to lose their minds when that happens. But, you know, we'll see. I could be wrong. I was wrong once. Well, actually, I thought I was wrong once back in 1982, but
Right.
But,
you guys want to go on another hour, or?
Y'all go on.
I'm gonna have to cut it short. I got to get up in the morning and go to this fun field orientation again.
All righty, well, you guys, Ed, Russell, you want to go on another hour? Because I'm off work tomorrow.
I'll see y'all later, guys.
All right, brother.
You'll be safe, brother. Actually, I got to get up early in the morning too. I've got work, so I'm probably gonna roll with it this evening. Instead, we'll pick it back up on Thursday. That's good with you guys.
All right. Yeah, we can do that. And, man, we thank you for joining us. Call back in Thursday. And everything. Let's see what happens Thursday. I mean, every day is interesting out there and stuff. And now that you guys can find me on Twitter at WilliamBernard0. And then you can find me now on Parler. I just signed up just a while ago at WilliamBernard05 on Parler. Just look me up. I'm on there. So I'm going to start getting platforms and advertising more out there and everything. So anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show. We'll be back on Thursday night. And, you know, we'll just see what happens, man.
All right, and always good to hear you, my patriot sister, man. I love you, Joseph. Be safe
love
out
you
there,
too.
Brother. America,
always.
Thanks to have to get clapped. This is Gunny out.
Get out, everybody. See you Thursday night. I'm going to play one of Russell's songs here.